Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone.
Right out of the chute to get rolling on a Tuesday edition.
I was born by God.
Of What's on Your Mind. We also are going to chat with Chad Wolf. He was Donald Trump's Secretary of Homeland Security next hour. Some staggering news from the border. Do you see there's another train headed this way, just flooded with illegal immigrants, too?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Fox News had exclusive coverage of that from deep in Mexico. I don't know where they got it, but, of course, it's headed for the border. So we'll have that and some open phone time. On the Fargo Forum, trying to accuse the North Dakota Highway Patrol of racial bias via some interesting characters. We'll tell you about that today and lots more on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Without any further ado, here he is, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Joins us regularly on the program to take your questions and comments. Kelly, welcome back.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm doing good. So give me an update on the circus here. What's going down here with the budget and continuing resolutions, and what's the very latest?
Yeah, the very latest is we're going to try and move 4 appropriate bills. We'll have a vote on the rule this afternoon. If that passes, we're going to start doing amendments on all 4 of the appropriations bills and then roll them over and vote on them one after the other, which is actually good. We should pass our 12 appropriations bills individually. The problem is we're never going to get the 11 of the 12 done before September 30th, let alone reconcile them with the Senate, which is why a group of us, members of the Main Street Coalition and the Freedom Caucus, have basically been locked in a room since 2 weeks ago Wednesday to come up with the most conservative version of that we could. We thought we came up with a pretty good one, considering the border, as you did in your intro, is hugely problematic. And we don't have the votes for that in the Republican conference, and it's too conservative to get any Democrats to vote for. So we'll keep moving forward, see what happens. But I think eventually a CR is coming. I've always been under the impression that I would prefer the CR to be as conservative as possible, which is why we did what we did. I think if the CR that I think is most likely to come across, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of conservatives negotiating it, and it's frustrating, but we're going to keep plowing forward.
Matt Gaetz has sort of been the voice of the opposition to Kevin McCarthy on this front, and he was on ABC, or actually Fox, over the weekend with Maria Bartiromo, and had this concern about Speaker McCarthy I want you to address.
He started by saying we should only pick one fight, the border. But then as the interview went on, he said, well, we should pick a second fight, Jack Smith. And by the time the interview rounded out, he was saying that we shouldn't be funding Ukraine without a plan. And yet the very continuing resolution you seem to be for continues to have $300 million more for Ukraine. So I think we ought to fight on all fronts. I think the border is very important. And the best way for us to advance the Republican border policies is to pass the Department of Homeland Security Appropriations Bill. Do that along with veterans, defense, ag, state and foreign ops. We'll have 73% of the discretionary budget funded. And if, you know, the Department of Labor and Education have to shut down for a few days as we get their appropriations in line, that's certainly not something that is optimal. But I think it's better than continuing on the current path we are to America's financial ruin.
Who's right here?
Well, I think the problem with that analysis is you're not taking into account that there's probably enough votes in both chambers to pass a clean CR after the shutdown is implemented in whatever 6 days, 5 days. And the other answer is I'm not sure we have the votes to get those approach bills off the floor. One of the best things we did out of this whole deal is have regular order, but we're going to have 500 amendments, and I can just tell you, I know one amendment that if it fails, you're going to lose a bunch of Republican votes, and if it passes, you're going to lose a bunch of Republican votes. So we're ending up in the same position where we're always in. And we've passed all but two appropriations bills out of committee. We haven't been able to bring them to the floor because, one, we can't pass a rule, and two, because we don't have the votes to pass them, and they're too conservative, which is great to get Democratic votes. But I think overall, I think the biggest frustration I have in this entire process, and I have to actually talk to Steve Hulstrom about this, we are talking about less than half of one third of the entire federal budget when we're dealing with this. We're all fighting over crumbs right now because two thirds of all spending in D.C. is mandatory spending. Everybody's agreed to take military and veterans off the table. So you are legitimately dealing with less than one half of one third of the entire federal budget. And we're making political arguments for something when the real, real problems we have are in our mandatory spending. And that's what's driving our $2 trillion deficit.
Listener says by text, ask Kelly if he is done hiding. If the Republicans continue to hide from this, we will lose our country. They should have all stood up after the stolen election. We don't need to play politics. We need to accept that they have started a war. The cost of doing nothing is losing our country. Come on, Kelly. Come on, Kevin. Come on, John. Accept the war that has started and get in the fight for our country.
Yeah, I don't think there's a war. I think there's a massive political disagreement. I don't like when we use those words, and I'm not hiding. I've been in D.C. for 12 days straight trying to negotiate a path forward. I just don't spend all my time on Twitter and Facebook, and I'm not going to do that. This job is a lot more important. I'd rather be in the room when we're negotiating. I'd rather North Dakota had a seat at that table, and I'd rather have conservatives have a seat at the table. And that's where I'm frustrated, because I think I can see how this is going to go, and conservatives aren't going to have a seat at that table.
So if I hear you correctly, what you're saying is careful balance here to get what Matt Gaetz and a few others that are holding out on this and not allowing the rule to pass, what they want for getting a big goose egg and having Democrats basically control what's in these budgets. That's the battle you're fighting right now?
Sure, and we got to pass our appropriations bills, but the Senate can't get anything out for four either. We have to reconcile each and every one of those individual appropriations bills, and every single one of those needs 60 votes in the Senate. So our conservative appropriations bills are not going to be what becomes law. I'm trying to put it. I mean, it's just not. We have to negotiate in order to pass a budget. It doesn't matter which budget, defense, ag, farm bill, all of those things has to bring along. I mean, the Democrats still control the Senate. So what we're trying to do is negotiate ourselves for the best policy wins we can get and keep spending down as much as we can. That's the reality of divided government.
What do you make of the criticism directed at leadership that there's not been a vote on term limits or a balanced budget, that the plan to have individual appropriations bills considered has been muddied? Where's the January 6th tapes? No spending cut to raise the debt limit. Trump has been charged with 91 counts. Hunter Biden hasn't even been subpoenaed yet. I mean, they got a pretty long list. What do you make of their criticism?
Well, you can't demand regular order and then expect things. I mean, it's oxymoronical. You cannot demand regular order and then demand floor votes. All of those bills are in committee. If they have enough votes to get them off committee and get them to the floor, then they'll do it. But the approach process has been working. I think we'll get the last two out this week, but the problem is they don't have the votes in the committee to do it. And if you demand regular order, you don't have the votes in the committees to do it, then you don't have the votes to get it done. I think the subpoena argument is an easy lowest common denominator argument, but we've been doing this for 8 months. We'll have our first impeachment hearing in oversight this week. The minute you subpoena them, you start a court fight and everything else grinds to a halt. I watched the Democrats do that poorly for 2 years under Trump. I don't think the response that the American people really want is they did it to us badly, so you should do it to them badly. I think that's a terrible answer. And I know why people are frustrated. You and I have talked about this a lot, but I would prefer to win, and I would prefer to get the information, and I would prefer to keep momentum going. And the minute you do those subpoenas, you are ground into a court fight for 18 months. That's just, I wish it wasn't that way, and it's worse now because the Democrats have weakened Congress's power because of how they did it to Donald Trump. So we're going to continue to move forward. We have three committees, Ways and Means, Judiciary, and Oversight, all working on that. And again, I think I've said this, people are frustrated, but nobody cares how we start. They care how we finish.
What is your prediction on how this ends? You've got some folks threatening vacating the chair if they don't get what they want. They've killed a rule, which is really, I mean, folks probably don't follow the TikTok of that, but that's extraordinarily unusual to have, you know, rule votes go down with a majority. It's kind of chaotic right now. How's this going to end?
I mean, one of the reasons that the 2019 shutdown was the longest shutdown in history is because it was really only a partial shutdown. Our military was already funded. There'll be a lot of people on both sides of this, this Capitol and in both parties. They're going to be real, real anxious to make sure there's not a single military man in uniform that doesn't get a paycheck well, 2 weeks and 5 days. So I don't know. There's 2 days, right? September 30th is the shutdown date. I don't know if we can keep it on the rails and not have that happen. Unfortunately, I think the only way it doesn't shut down is, again, what I said earlier is about a clean CR, which I think is a terrible idea. And then the second deadline really is going to be making sure we get this thing open before our soldiers all over the world don't get paid.
Interesting. All right. Other questions or comments?
Mandatory funding, though. I thought they get paid no matter what.
They do not. They don't have to. That's never happened. That's why the last shutdown was the way it was.
Well, plus the administration will make everything worse than it needs to be, too. They put the pile on. They're experienced pros at this. For your questions or comments, I've got a call from Valley City waiting. A few more texts coming in and other calls. Welcome at 701-271-1100 for Congressman Kelly Armstrong after this.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Wellness and Asana from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. A Finley Osana. It's the miracle of the medical world, folks. Find out why everyone is talking about the wonderful wellness benefits of Asana. And you can see North America's largest sauna display at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 near you. Let them show you how it can help you live better and keep you healthy in just minutes a day. And they have some great deals going on right now at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck. Tell them Scott sent you. Let's go to Valley City. Aaron has a question for Congressman Armstrong. Go ahead, Aaron. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Kelly.
Morning,
I've got two questions. They're kind of short. I called in July and asked you a question. I said, do you know of any precedent set where a judge would throw out a plea agreement? And you said no. As long as, you know, when they come in, they're pretty much agreed upon both ways. And you said there's, I don't know if you said never, but anyway, she threw it out. And I'd love your comments. And also, this budget thing, you know, we've known about this, and it seems like every time Congress sits on it for 5 months, and then the last 2 weeks, it comes down to this. It's just tiresome, Kelly.
Oh, I agree. It's governing by crisis is stupid. It's always been stupid. It's stupid when we're in the minority, and it's stupid when we're in the majority. Really, the only difference between this time and the other time is there's no Christmas tree in the Capitol. It's silly. It's dumb. And nobody else would run anything this way. But here we are.
So what are your thoughts on the...
So the plea agreement's actually pretty easy from the public comments. One, there was a global immunity deal, which is not very common in plea agreements, as in I've never seen one. And I used to do a lot of these, and it was very clear that the prosecution and the defense had a very different reading of what that was. And my guess, and I'm pretty sure this is it, it was on the Foreign Agent Registration Act. They were giving Hunter Biden global immunity for failing to register and lobbying foreign agents on a gun charge and a tax charge. And that's why it fell apart. And I think two reasons it fell apart. One, I think the judge is like, this is absolutely ridiculous. And two, it was very clear that the defense and the prosecution had very different viewpoints of what the plea agreement said. And that is where plea agreements will get thrown out.
Just chilling to know what a deal was cut, though, and thank goodness for that judge. It's unbelievable. Jim and Fargo,
so
your next...
I'm kind of the other way, Scott. They didn't investigate any of this for 4.5 years, and now they're investigating it because if it's an active investigation, they won't respond to what we asked for. I don't particularly care. I want the information because I don't think they're going to give it to us now, and that's going to be really... And then we're going to be in fights about that, which is one of the reasons the inquiry is so important. You know, they activated an investigation that had been dormant for 5 years. That's what they did.
Jim in Fargo for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I just shut the government down. Mark Levin says you won't even notice it. They don't do a damn thing for this country anyway. And another thing, you're not giving credit where credit's due for that border. Greg Abbott should take all the credit for that. He could have shut it down right off the bat. You think Ron DeSantis or the governor of South Dakota would have put up with this? They would have made a stink. They would have made sure that it got nationwide coverage, TV coverage, and the attention would have been brought to the border a long time ago, instead of waiting 2 years, and now everybody's crying and whining and pinning and moaning about, oh, look at all the people coming in. What would have happened if we would have had a decent governor in Texas? You should, in the words of Joe Biden, he should get off his butt and do something.
All right, Jim, a few statements in there for Kelly to respond to, maybe first on the... No pain from the shutdown of government.
I disagree with that. I hope you're right. I hope we figure out a way to get our approach bills passed and don't get there. But that, I mean, the clock is our friend. I hope you're right. I think history has proven you're wrong. And again, like I said, military pay is going to be a huge issue. It's a huge issue for me. We have two Air Force bases in North Dakota. They're pretty important to our national security and pretty important to our state. The border issue, like, I've said this a thousand times. I think it's the biggest dereliction of the D.C. media of any issue. They used to write stories constantly about kids in cages when President Trump was president. By any objective standard, it's worse now. I'm not here to defend Greg Abbott and what he's done and hasn't done, but he's done a lot of things that the federal governments have sued him over and continue to deal with those issues. It's a really tough position to be in. I know my colleagues like Chip Roy, Lance Gooden, Beth Van Dyne from Texas have been overly frustrated. You want to really see Texans get fired up? Have Democrats from New York say we need more funding for our illegal immigration problem in New York. And your Texas delegation will stand up and be like, yeah, we've needed it for 5 years. So, but we're doing everything again. We've done field hearings there. We've done as many hearings in D.C. as we can. We've had Border Patrol agents in. We've had mayors from those communities in. The fact that the D.C. media doesn't cover it doesn't mean we're not trying.
I want you to explain what was in the proposal that went down this week related to the border. But first, let me go to Dana, who's been waiting a while as well. You're next, Dana, on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead for Kelly.
Good morning, Congressman Armstrong. I just have a couple quick questions for you. The first one is, I would say a yes or no. Did you and House leadership know since January that September 30th was coming?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
And I don't want you, the caller previous, the one before the last one, you made it sound like, well, this happens every time. But I want you to make it sound like it's somebody else's fault. Why weren't the appropriations bills done by September 30th?
Well, because we don't have the votes in committee.
This is supposed to be done every year.
Yeah. I'm not on the Appropriations Committee, Dana. I will vote for the most conservative bills they can get on the floor every single time. I am not that. I am comfortable cutting as much money as possible.
You can't push leadership to get these bills or people on other committees to get them rolling through.
We don't have the votes to get the rule off the floor. I mean, that's why we can't get them to the floor.
But it's every single year, sir. Continuing resolution with an omnibus. That's what your leadership, Kevin McCarthy, was expecting this time. That's why he put it off the whole time. You voted for him down the line 15 times. And this is exactly what he was expecting. Otherwise, he would have done something about it. Matt Gaetz said he's not serious. He's not.
Well, I disagree.
Well, there's a factor.
No, I mean, we passed 10 or 12 bills out of committee, and we cannot get a rule vote on the floor.
And that is because there's too few Republicans?
Yes, because of Republicans.
Slim majority.
Yeah. The guy saying we aren't serious won't vote for a rule. I'm okay with 180 amendments, and I like the open rule process. I think all of it's fantastic, but when you have a four-vote majority and you have an open rule process, if you can't actually get the rule off the floor, you can't debate the amendment, let alone pass the bill. I mean, that's the reality of what's going on. Democrats are never going to support a rule vote for our appropriations bill because they're the most conservative appropriations bills that have come out of this Congress in 20 years. And we can't get them on the floor, and that's the truth.
I want you to explain what went down related to the border as part of this process when we come back, and we'll let you go. Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us on What's
Your Mind. You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news. The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price $79.98, and for a limited time you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
USA News Update. The field for the second Republican presidential debate will be slightly smaller than the first. Seven candidates have qualified for tomorrow night's debate at Ronald Reagan's Presidential Library in coastal California. Presidential candidate Donald Trump, the GOP frontrunner, will instead hold events in the battleground state of Michigan and insert himself into the UAW strike against the top three U.S. automakers. Today, President Biden joins the picket line of the UAW. At lunchtime, he'll stay roughly 2 hours and fly off to California for a fundraiser. New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez denounced efforts to prosecute him on federal bribery charges, saying he kept piles of cash that federal agents found at his home that allegedly link him to the crimes he says was from his savings over the years. Today is officially National Pancake Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind is powered by MyPillow. That's right. Everything's better when you get your sleep. You don't get your sleep. The single most important thing to your health is your sleep. Did you know that? It's the single most important thing. And MyPillow, Mike Lindell and the team have got a host of products that can help you do just exactly that. From the mattresses and the box springs to the pillow to the sheets, the comforters. Do the same for your pets, by the way, with those pet beds. And some great deals right now. $19.98 on that queen size MyPillow 2.0. Regular size, regular price $69.98. Great deal there. King size at $29.98. There's a 3-in-1 sale right now on slippers, slide-ons, sheets, and pillows. And you buy one, get one free on the 2.0 pillow. Six-piece towel sets. The towel sets are back, $39.99. MyPillow.com. Great gift-giving ideas. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. A couple more minutes with Congressman Kelly Armstrong, then we need to let him go. Texter wants to say, ask this question. Why does appropriating money to train Ukraine soldiers have to be in the funding bill? Enough already with Ukraine when we need to send to the border to help the Border Patrol agents.
Yeah, one, I think we're a big country. We can do two things at once. And two, this is very different than a supplemental to Ukraine where the White House wants another like $24 billion. This is a $318 million program that has been in existence for over a decade where we use our soft military power to help train our allies. It existed long before the Ukraine conflict. I don't particularly care if that money comes out. I would be fine voting for an amendment to take that out. The reason it's in there is because it's defense appropriations bill, and there are people in our conference that feel very strongly about it. This is what I mean. This is why you should vote for the rule, and somebody should offer an amendment. Everybody can vote up or down on it. To be clear with your texter, if that money is in the bill, I'm still voting yes. This is how we fund the Grand Forks Air Force Base and the Minot Air Force Base, that I'm not going to tank an entire bill over a $300 million program that exists in it. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, defense approach is a big part of, I mean, it's a lot bigger than any one issue. But my point to all of that is you don't have to support that. And this is what the open amendment process is for. Vote for the rule, offer an amendment, let it go up or down, and then move forward. That's what's frustrating for guys like me, is it's not that you're voting against the rule instead of voting for an amendment. And that's where I get really frustrated really quickly.
Well, they know their amendment's not going to pass, so the rule route is their only path, right? I mean, that's their leverage.
Well, yeah, but we're in a legislative body. I mean, that's the reality of it. But that, I mean, but then you can't. I mean, it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to argue that the leadership isn't bringing the bills to the floor when you won't let the bills come to the floor.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, that's pretty hard to do.
Another quick one here. A texter says the Republicans shouldn't have taken August off. In retrospect, are they right?
Yeah, I think 6 weeks was too long. I just do. I think it's too long. I've always thought the August recess is too long. But at the same time, when you have the intransient part of this, that there's just nowhere to move. So I think we should have been back for at least half of the August recess.
Last quick question. What was in that last vote that went down related to the border?
So we never brought it to a vote because we didn't have the votes, but it has all of HR2, which is vetted through minus E-Verify, because we have a debate with it. And E-Verify is a good conversation, but it's not necessary. Key to this, the easiest thing to remember for everybody is that robustly enforced remain in Mexico, and it does detention our third party country while you're waiting for asylum. The key to that is there's all kinds of different enforcement mechanisms there, but those two things would give our Border Patrol operational control of the border again.
Basically back to the Trump policy.
Yeah, very much so. President Biden says he's doing remain in Mexico, but he's really only doing about a third of it. This would have made him do 100% of it, plus with the asylum piece, which is really different than how this administration treats asylum is so significantly different than how the last administration did that it would disincentivize people to come as opposed to giving 500,000 people work permits. Well, what do you think is going to happen with more Venezuelans? They're on their way right now because they know if they get here, they might get a work permit. Like it's insanity, and we should pick this fight because it's happening in every community in the country right now.
All right, so to be clear, that's what Matt Gaetz voted against. That's what by not allowing that rule to come to the floor.
Yeah, but we have over half the members of the Republican conference. No, that was DOD. That was DOD. This was a CR to allow us to continue to doing our appropriations bills with HR2. And I think I still believe this. I think we could have got a real significant policy win on the border, which I think is the most important issue going on right now.
Yeah, we got to let you go. I know you're up against the clock. Yeah. Thanks, Kelly, for the time. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong there. See, if they end up with some kind of a deal that doesn't include what he just described on the border, we've lost a real chance at leverage as a result of that.
Right.
You know, but to return to the Trump policy, when we are literally bleeding at the border, we have an absolute disgrace of a mess at the border. And That's a five-alarm fire right now for the country. It is. So who's right here? Do you think Kelly is right that regular order should apply here? In other words, if I'm for something different, I vote for the rule so that the battle goes to the floor and then I put an amendment in. Or are they right to say, we're not going to even get it to the floor? You know, it's a classic food fight, is what it is. It's just
it
a food
like
fight.
You put your left foot in.
I know.
Your left foot out. You dance around the swamp and you turn it all about. Nothing gets done. It's like, okay, round and round we go. Ugh.
I have to give Kelly credit though for staying there 12 days straight, weekends.
I get it. Yeah.
Weeknights, yep. Whatever it takes to sit there and negotiate and try and get something done. Who's right here though in the end? Is the Gaetz plan better than the Armstrong plan? You tell me at 701-271-1100 or text us 701-367-2054, 701-237-1590. Texter says, Scott, so if the government shuts down like Kelly says, I'll bet Ukraine still gets paid. Our logic is upside down. I'm getting real tired of playing defense with Kramer and other warmongers. Congressman, let's see here. Next up, Kevin seems to think the troops will be paid no matter what. Where did you hear this?
No, they don't. They don't. I was mistaken. I thought defense was funded. I know the VA is funded in a shutdown. The VA gets paid.
Here's the deal. The administration gets a lot of the purse strings.
Yep.
Once a government shutdown happens. In other words, they decide. You remember when the government shut down and I think it was the Obama administration closed down like the World War II Memorial? because they said there wasn't people there to pick up trash.
Yep.
First of all, people that go to the World War II Memorial, they don't litter, number one. Number two, it's an outside venue. It's not like you actually have to turn the lights on and, you know, it's outdoors. It's a monument that's outdoors, and they literally put up barricades around it.
Yep.
Because they want to inflict the most pain possible and have drama and pictures on the evening news of all those evil Republicans.
Bingo.
So trust me, we will lose a government shutdown battle. We will lose it in the court of public opinion. And I would argue we are turning the tide in public opinion. Biden's numbers are plummeting. My greatest example, despite very little coverage on this other than places like talk radio and Fox News, Newsmax, and a few of the other online media, the border. Biden's border policies, we told you yesterday, is in the 20% approval range. We're winning that debate. That's all going to go away. The government shuts down. I'm just telling you, it is. It is. And as Kelly said, really what we're doing is we're fighting over what? What do you say, one-third? Less than a half of one-third of the actual spending is what we're dealing here with, because so much of it is off the table. So, very interesting. Let's see here. Another listener says, Democrats pass bills with slim majorities. Kelly is full of crap. They do, because they go in lockstep. There's a different mindset there. Another listener says, why does appropriating money to train Ukraine soldiers have to be in the funding bill? Enough already with Ukraine when we need money to send to our border to help the Border Patrol agents. Plus, we've forgotten about funds going to Hawaii for the aftermath of the fires. Texture says, Scott, Kelly is wrong. All right? I asked the question, so I want to know. In the long run, the Gates plan is best? Yes or no? Well, you're going to have to decide that. We are where we are. Another says, Gates is right. The rest is talk. We see nothing change with the Armstrong plan. We get empty promises with nothing to hold them to it. Another, Gates is right. Armstrong is a go-along to get-along rhino.
I think Gates is right. We all like what he wants to do. The problem is we're dealing with the swamp. We're dealing with the process. I'll never forget Kevin Cramer talking about his audit of the Army Corps of Engineers. It's like it's this riddle wrapped in an enigma surrounded by a long story of, you know, processes and things, and they never really get anything done. They just kind of keep churning through, and that's the, and I give Kelly Armstrong credit, man. That guy is attuned to the process of the swamp, and unfortunately that's the field we're playing on now, and that's what I don't think Matt Gaetz, you know, I love what he says, every word of it, but it's like, yeah, dude, but you know,
well, thing we need to be honest
to
about here,
every play, but you can't do that.
One thing we got to be, I think, really clear about here. Matt Gaetz is for Matt Gaetz. And Matt Gaetz is doing what he's doing and negotiating on Twitter and Facebook and on the Sunday shows to raise his profile and raise money for himself. Okay? So that, just so you know, that's what Matt Gaetz is doing. Now, is he doing it while advocating for some things we care about? Absolutely. I couldn't agree anymore that everything he's bringing up on voting on a balanced budget and a plan to have individual appropriations bills considered.
Absolutely.
Release all the January 6 tapes. No spending cut to raise the debt limit. You know, I mean, he's right on a lot of things. Hunter subpoena. All things that frustrate us. However,
that's
here's the reality.
Said. Yep.
Here's the reality.
You're in the swamp, man.
We have a 5-seat majority of Republicans. Yep. 19 Republicans were elected in districts that voted for Biden over Trump. So
there it is.
They're scared to death right now. So you have such a that's the reality of this. This is where I don't think Matt Gaetz is realistic, because it's easy to just say you should without having to answer to the fact that, wait a minute, we are in a very slim majority here. That's
well, and the fix, Scotty, clearly is to send more Matt Gaetzes to Congress, to send more fighters like him so he can get the majorities that he needs. So that
and
they
you
can
have to
pass
do that
to get
district by district.
District by district, exactly. We're back to the swamp again.
And we have a 5-seat majority with 19 Republicans making up that 5-seat majority that came from Biden districts.
Spot on.
So you put a gun to their head and say, vote for, you know, no this, no that, no, and you've got a minority again. Do we want a minority again? That's what we got to fight smart.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. The woke agenda, spirited division, open borders, outrageous spending, record debts, $32 trillion, endless propaganda. Our America was meant to ebb and flow, but it seems the limits are increasingly being pushed. Let's get back to our founding principles of hard work, self-responsibility, and flying our statement of freedom, old glory. I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. That's 701-571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Enjoy every day made better with a splash super pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LL Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs.
Oh, boy. I don't think you call it grown man.
Yeah, that is something special
boy.
Right there. LJ Cool J.
Every day. We get this. Yeah. Every day we get this. A few more of your comments on the question of the day. Who's right, Matt Gaetz or Kelly Armstrong? Related to this budget battle happening in Congress right now. Texter says, tell Kelly no CR, no CR. We are broke and do not need to be funding Ukraine. He needs to start standing for the people and not his donors or lobbyists. And he needs to stand with and besides Matt Gaetz and the other very brave patriots. Oh, and Kelly still hasn't done anything about the Patriot Act. Hey, Kelly, make sure to include that in the CR. Enough of caving into the Democrats. And if and when the government shuts down, that wouldn't be a bad thing if that means you're part of saving this country from complete ruin. You know, differences of opinions on this, I think, are understandable. I mean, there's a fight within the family of the Republican Party right now about this, so I think that's perfectly fine. Where I really bristle a little bit is, stop standing up for your donors and lobbyists and stand up for the people. What? He wants to get to the same place you want to get to. He's got a strategy of how to get there, and it's basically related to regular order, meaning if you want to make an amendment on anything, the border, Ukraine funding, whatever, do it. But do it part of the process that is called regular order. In other words, not where you're allowing Democrats to stop anything from happening. But I think we should be careful with the, especially rhino. You know, I mean, another texter says, all three rhinos are useless, no spine weak. If everybody's a rhino, nobody's a rhino.
You know what, I imagine if it wasn't just Matt Gaetz out there saying this. Imagine if it was every Republican standing behind him except Kevin McCarthy saying it. You know, that's unification. That's lockstepping. And that's maybe more what we need, clearly.
Matt Gaetz is 100% right. Shut the government down. That's what the problem is, says another listener. 701-271-1100. For your take on this, give us a call. You can also text us at some ham, 237-1590. I don't mind the fact that nothing seems to get done in Congress. I think that's exactly how it was designed for good reason. Constitutional republic all the way. Interesting take. Yeah.
Like a nonstop game of tic-tac-toe. Seriously.
Gaetz is right. Armstrong is go along to get along, says another. All right. Another listener. Newt Gingrich had a number of government shutdowns during the Clinton administration. We always ended up with a complete budget being passed each time. We haven't had a budget since 2008, which was the 2009 budget passed by Bush when both houses would go to the leftists as well as the White House. There were partisan politics in 2008, but the Constitution still meant something. Another, full speed ahead, Matt Gaetz. Come on, people, it's the rules, not Kelly Armstrong, says another listener. Kevin is spot on. All right. Listener says, the problem is everything continues with the kick the can politics. Big talk, then kick the can down the road. Maybe Gaetz is right. There's a large faction of Americans who believe that we have to stand on our lines and force those Republicans and Democrats expose themselves so they can be next to get rooted out of our country's leadership.
Yeah, there's no more road. The can is unkickable, and it's actually we're at the cliff right now. The road just ran into a cliff.
Another listener says, Gaetz is correct. Kelly is like the carpenter that won't or can't do anything until the plumber or the electrician shows up. Shut it down.
I love it.
What's the purpose of a conservative party that's not conservative? What's the point of a party that doesn't work together? The people back Gaetz, not the rhinos. If they're only arguing about a small percentage, then why not back Gaetz? Kelly is a putz, says the listener. Here's the deal. Yes, we have a conservative Republican majority, but 19 of them come from Biden districts. That's a rhino. All right? That's a rhino that squeaked out a win in a Joe Biden district.
Who are some of those people? I would be just kind of, I don't know who the makeup of it, but you know.
Yeah, I've seen reports on them, and people have chronicled where they're at, but
those are the people you got to sell. Get them in a room. Come on. Stand behind. Let's get behind Gaetz. And that's the only way you do this.
I get why they're a tough sell, though.
You got to get the votes. Because
they're talking about political extinction. If they're in a Biden district and they're a Republican and they won, I want them to continue to win as Republicans. Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes that takes some compromise because we don't have a majority of Matt Gaetz's. We don't. We have a minority of Matt Gaetz's. Let's see here. Kevin wants to weigh in quick. Got about a minute till the top of the hour here, so my next break, all the time is yours. Until then, Kevin, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks, Scott and Kevin. As far as your question, Matt Gaetz versus Armstrong and stuff, and listen, you guys, I challenge anybody. It's really easy to text in and say, well, this is my opinion, or email and da-da-da-da, so you hide behind the technology. I challenge anybody to have their jobs, anybody, and how to negotiate this complicated government we're in. And so I give them credit for what they can do, and I don't have any opinions, Gaetz versus Armstrong or anything, but I dare them or anybody out there, I said, you go step in there and see how far you guys get.
That's an interesting point, Kevin. Walk a mile in their shoes is what you're saying. Another texter, Gaetz, everyone always gets paid, always. Another Minnesota listener, Scott. In war and business, results is what we use to judge. Results, results, results. More coming up. Talking border next. These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at PetroServe USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new PetroServe USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. PetroServe USA.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.